around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
With that 7-minute top of the hour break now over, and after a busy hour one, we welcome all of you back to America's number one travel radio show for hour two. This program right now is being transmitted across the USA to our 600-plus radio stations. It is just after 11 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, May 10th, 2025. A programming note, everyone, that following today's show, Mary and I are headed to Florida. All next week, it's the big Let's Go America Tour Orlando. Next Saturday, we'll be broadcasting live from HGV's Las Palmeras Resort. You can follow everything we'll be doing all this week and comment with us in real time on our @RMWorldTravel Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X pages. Since we are about to talk road tripping and an array of items from the automotive sector of travel, RJ is here with us again. We have three guests joining us for the Preferred Travel Panel discussion today. Mary, who are they?
We do indeed. So let's welcome Jonathan Weinberg, CEO of Auto Slash and Hotel Slash, Al Hebert of The Gas Station Gourmet, Jamie Jensen, the author of Road Trip USA, that's a popular road trip guide, and Chief Travel Officer and Editor at RoadTripUSA.com.
Nice to have all of you aboard America's number one travel radio show today, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Appreciate having you here with us. Jonathan, I'm going to start with you, and then we're going to roll through this. You know, we enjoy talking to you because we know through your company you've got a good pulse on both auto and the hotel sector of travel. I'm going to take it a little different direction because certainly there's been a lot made in the media about the tariffs, you know, out there as they try to stir the pot. But the facts are, you know, President Trump and the administration, they are trying to rebalance trade relationships with other countries. We're starting to see some new agreements be made and negotiations are going on with others. I'm bringing that up because I saw something that I've been following in a few financial publications that I like that talks about how the tariffs should positively benefit car rental operators, and that's because a good deal of their income come from selling their cars, and with a stronger demand for used vehicles, they'll benefit from it. Another benefit is as Americans keep their cars longer, the vehicles are more likely to need servicing. That means they're going to be in rental cars when their car's in the shop. So from your perspective right now, give us your read of the current state of the car rental sector of travel.
Sure, absolutely. Rental car companies do benefit from increased tariffs in the form of what they call dispositions, which is basically having to sell those cars that they're renting out to customers for 1 to 2 years. In terms of the actual impact to customers, to renters themselves, we're actually seeing some good rates right now. We're seeing demand is a little bit soft in the rental car industry. I think people, given all the economic uncertainty in the news these days, they're waiting a little bit to book their summer travel, and I think rental car companies are seeing that softness, and they're kind of dropping prices a little bit just because they're getting a little nervous that maybe the summer travel season won't be as strong as it was in previous years. So there are some deals to be had out there. So if you are planning a road trip, it is a good time to consider renting versus using your own car. I mean, if basically putting the mileage on a rental car as opposed to, you know, racking up those miles if you're on a lease with limited mileage. So worth considering.
Okay, good points. Thank you, Jonathan. So this week, the Department of Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy announced a plan to completely overhaul and rebuild the U.S. air traffic control system. So between concerns about air safety and some of the challenges happening with the economy, we're sort of expecting Americans may at some point start traveling more by car this summer. Gas prices, at least for now, are lower. This all creates an environment to think about hitting the road and see our country. Jamie, I'll direct this first to you. What are some things that you say are key to a successful road trip?
Well, the great thing about the road trip is the flexibility. You don't really have to plan months in advance. You could just look at the weather and go. And with gas prices seeming to stay lower than they were last summer and historically low, there's a lot of good signs for getting people to start thinking about where they might want to go. And, I think it's going to be a real good summer once people kind of get over all the shocks that they see in the headlines.
Right. Okay. And Al, we're going to get to gas stations and convenience stores and road trip food in a minute. But, I do want to ask you the same question. What do you think are some key points that people should be aware of to make a road trip, you know, really successful?
Well, you know, I have a couple of children, and when they were younger, I planned road trips like the Normandy invasion, just to make sure that we had, you know, okay, food's a great thing, but things like barf bags, core pillows, all these things are DIY, as a matter of fact. I'm, you know, small core pillows that are made of pool noodles. They don't take up much space, and they work fine. So comfort, I think, is very important when you're planning a trip and what are you going to bring? Because as you know, you take kids on a trip, the moment they're uncomfortable, the screaming starts. So comfort was a big part of my plan.
All right. I agree with that. No, yeah,
absolutely. RJ? And so, guys, this is RJ. I host the Open Road segment here in the program. That's the part of the show that, I mean, we talk about all things cars and what we drive over there. And 2 weeks ago, we were talking about Talladega on the show. And last week, we got a preview of the Indianapolis 500 that's coming up for a Memorial Day weekend. I'm a big Formula One fan. And the race last weekend in Miami had a lot of people there. So my question, and to all three of you, and maybe we can start with Jonathan, what are some of the races that you would travel to here in our country, maybe make a destination for, and have you been to one that you really connected with? Maybe you go there every year.
Well, relatively new race is the Formula One race in Las Vegas. I was there for the inaugural race, it was an exciting time. I think it's a great thing to plan a road trip around. We actually flew into Vegas, saw the Formula One race, and then did a tour out west and flew out of Phoenix. So you can do a one-way rental with that. It's a great way to see the West and grab a race at the same time.
Absolutely. Al, what about you? Cool.
Well, you know, I'm here in the deep, deep South. And, you know, I would go to the Daytona, you know, maybe Orlando, Speed World. But yeah, you know, I kind of like the whole thing about Daytona and, you know, stuff that's down here.
It's an American pastime for sure. And then Jamie,
it really is.
Yeah, well something I'm more a fan of the smaller local kind of short track racing, kind of funky, almost like the minor leagues of NASCAR. But I'm also a big drag race fan. That was my thing as a kid, just because it's so loud and it's so fun and it's right up front in you. So I'm not so sure about, you know, the Daytona things are 200,000 people is a lot for me to hang out with. But it's really fun to get loud on a Saturday night.
You know, I totally agree. That's something we have, you know, you shouldn't discount the smaller tracks up here in the Northeast. We have Lime Rock Park, you know, and that's a very historic track with all these sort. I mean, they have NASCAR, they have IMSA, but like you're saying, they also have these, you know, Trans Am and other, you know, little bit more quiet, less people, but it's definitely fun. Thank you for that.
So Rudy,
this is Rudy Max, Rudy here, co-host of the show. You know, well, Henny, I'm involved with the show. I don't know who to ask this. So Jonathan, let's maybe ask you this. You know, when I travel and Robert and Mary and travel, we rent cars most of the time or take taxis in a city or use Uber or Lyft or Waymo. Do you guys do that?
And really quick, we need an answer on that because we're going to go to break. So, Jonathan, when you travel, do you? I assume you rent cars versus car share service?
Oh, absolutely. I'm actually out in L.A. now visiting family, and I'm renting a car from Hertz. So, absolutely. 100%.
All right, we'll pick up with that when we come back, guys. I need you to hold. We got a hard break coming up, and then we're going to talk more road tripping next. We're going to go rapid fire coming up on the H block as well. As we toss things back to Bobby there in Dallas at our Network Command Center, today's preferred travel panel is going to continue after this quick sponsor's break. Stay buckled in, everyone. We'll be back in 180 seconds.
As we take a brief sponsor's break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Moms are always on the go, juggling work, family, and everything in between. This Mother's Day, treat her to Raycon's Everyday Earbuds at buyraycon.com/carry. She deserves a moment to relax, recharge, and enjoy her favorite music, podcasts, and calls in crystal clear sound. The latest model is better than ever with a 32-hour battery and multi-point connectivity, and they're just half the price of other premium brands. Right now, get up to 20% off site-wide at buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Here's an early access Memorial Day sale for you. This sale is a great time to purchase a mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort. And Helix lets you try it for 100 nights risk-free. Take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Head to helixsleep.com/carry to save 27% off site-wide, plus get a free bedding bundle. That's a sheet set and mattress protector with any Luxe or Elite mattress order. You can also visit armworldtravel.com and look under sponsors. We We all need routines that bring us calm in a chaotic world. For millions of Americans, arming their Simply Safe home security system is more than just a step in their daily routine. It's a moment of peace. Simply Safe pairs cutting-edge technology with 24/7 professional monitoring to deliver that peace of mind. So visit simplysafe.com/carry to claim 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan. That's simplysafe.com/carry, because there's no safe like Simply Safe. If you're a yo-yo dieter, you should know that that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean Weight Loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. RMWorldTravel.com has a direct link.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
You absolutely can. Those 180 seconds are now in the rearview mirror as today's preferred travel panel rolls right along. Everybody, we're sponsored by TravelGuard.com/carry.
Helping millions of travelers prepare for the unexpected, including many in our audience across the country. They provide award-winning travel insurance with 24/7 emergency assistance. So whether your next trip is a long or short getaway, international or domestic, travel safe, travel smart, and get a plan like we do at TravelGuard.com/carry.
You know, packing a travel guard plan, folks, it safeguards you against many unknowns that can impact your travels. They also offer wedding bundles. They have rental vehicle damage coverage, pet bundles, pre-existing medical coverage. So just go get that customized coverage that you should have before you travel at TravelGuard.com/carry, or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, back to today's panel with Jonathan Weinberg, Ala Bear, and Jamie Jensen.
Jonathan, you know, it wasn't long ago that I arrived at an airport with my, I was going to pick up my Avis rental car. The agent shared that they were out of vehicles because of a major event in the city and because it was also around a holiday weekend. Now, there were a number of very upset, disgruntled people around me. But when I explained to the person working with me that I had elite status with Avis, that it guaranteed me a vehicle, she looked at my reservation and pulled up my profile. She shook her head and said, well, the situation was going to create a bigger issue for her. But she kept typing on her keyboard, and I soon had my car and was on my way. So I'm sharing that story because with the summer rental season about to begin and big events happening around our country, similar situations can and likely will be happening to our listeners out there. Any recommendations for travelers if they encounter a car rental location that's out of cars?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, signing up for the rental car company's loyalty programs is definitely recommended. It's one of those things where you can show up, you can skip the line completely, head straight to the garage, and often choose your own vehicle if you're renting from someone like Hertz or National. In your case, it saved the day in terms of like having status. They'll certainly treat their loyalty members better than someone who doesn't have membership with them. So it's free to sign up. Absolutely a no-brainer, in my opinion.
All right, let's get to road tripping now. So gas gourmet, Al, I have to assume as the gas gourmet that you are an expert in gas station food, and I would love for you, I know you have hundreds, I did take a look at the map on your website, which is great, but give us a couple of locations across the U.S. where travelers can find something unique and different at some of the gas stations we have, food-wise.
Yeah, you know, I want to say this, is that people would be shocked at the quality of food in gas stations. I can't tell you how many gas stations I've run into that have classically trained chefs. So I always recommend people, when you stop to get gas, walk inside and see what's going on. Along I-10, there's a gas station called ShopRite, but inside of this is called a place called the Bourbon Street Deli. It's on I-10 right around Jennings, Louisiana. And they have several of them in this area. The food's amazing. I mean, incredibly good. You know, they marinate their shrimp before they fry it. It's amazing. There's a place in Texas. It's in Round Rock called High Country Market. I got to tell you, people may disagree with me on this, but I think the best chocolate cake on the planet is in that store. And it's
I'd love
so
to hear
much.
That argument someday.
Oh, look, I will debate that. I mean, it's a chocolate mousse cake that, I've actually gone in there and bought two pieces very quietly and had those for lunch.
We're going to have to road trip with Al.
Yeah, we'll have to add that to the list. Yeah. Right? So, look, we've taken some great road trips in different parts of the country. I remember one from Idaho and Oregon along the Columbia River Gorge up into Washington State. We did another one in the Midwest years ago from Missouri to Iowa up to Minnesota. California. There are many, many places, really good places to road trip. And here in the East Coast, we also have some great routes to enjoy. But, Jamie, I know you like to travel the scenic back roads, specifically visit small towns, historical sites that, you know, otherwise people might drive past. You know, if you had to handpick a couple of them, could you share them with us?
Ooh, gosh, that's a hard thing. It's a nice year for it because this is the official 100th anniversary of the U.S. highways, all the old Route 66s, et cetera. They got their numbers in 1925, 26. So, I mean, the best road is to me is the one you're on, really, to be honest. It's not like it's kind of a state of mind, but there are so many classics out there. I mean, Route 66 is a you know, the all-time. It's got a great theme song, right? There's also I do a lot of drives along like the Shenandoah Parkway, Blue Ridge Parquay, those sorts of Natchez Trace Parkway, just to get off the freeways, slow down a little bit, and then you get the great food. That is really the great attraction of getting off the interstates, is you start finding more and more local food that stay in business only because they're good.
Interesting. So when you throw that, we agree with that. So Rudy, I'm going to jump in here on something because, you know, listen, all of us, you know, have had an array of experiences. And because I want to go back to something at highway, convenience stores and gas stations, certainly Buc-ee's certainly wins, you know, universal praise from travelers. But there are others out there as you travel, and, you know, whether it's Love's or Sheetz or Racetrack, I mean, Wawa, Stewart's Shops. I know RJ is a fan
Stewart's,
of that.
You've
got Royal Farms, Casey's General Stores, Sinclair, Come and Go.
Man,
I mean,
you know
76. Exactly. I mean, we travel a right, you know, but they all can lure you in. And, you know, you're going to find the basics at these places, guys, but you're also going to find fresh brisket sandwiches, award-winning fried chicken, homemade candy and ice creams, you know. But if you want healthy or special diet need foods, they're covered there as well. So I want to hear from each one of you. We'll go, maybe Jonathan, Al, Jamie in that order. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the evolution of gas station foods and offerings. And if you have any favorites. Jonathan?
Yeah, gas station food. I mean, I've had the best fried chicken of my life in a gas station up in New Hampshire. I think it's one of those things, it's a serendipitous thing. You stop in for gas and you smell those amazing aromas wafting out of the office over there, and you kind of stumble in and, you know, check out what the offerings are. And I mean, you just never know what you're going to find. So it's one of those things where I feel like it's a serendipitous type of thing. You run in and see what you get.
Yeah, Al, what say you? We know you've got thoughts on this.
Oh, my God. I stop at every gas station when I'm on the road. I actually walked into a gas station in a little town called Noonday, Texas. And when I looked at what was for lunch, they had a buffet with Cornish game hen. Really pretty upscale food. And come to find out, the chef there, and he is a chef, but his dad owns the station, he went to the Culinary Institute of America. And, you know, you find this stuff. I urge folks, take that trip from the pump to the door and see what's in store because, man, there's some good stuff. I love that. And, of course, here in Louisiana, almost any place along I-10, you're going to find amazing Cajun food, which is spicy, got a little kick to it, but always unusual.
Interesting. So, Jamie, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, my thought, when I'm looking for gas, I'm also looking for food trucks. I mean, they're famous in Southern California around car washes, places like that. But you can get some absolutely great, you know, fish tacos, things like that. It's fresh that day. They don't have deep freezers that they're pulling things out of. Things like that make a difference. And then, you know, you buy your gas, you get your food and get on your way. But it does, you get a sense of the local character a bit more that way rather than just going to the big chains or something about that.
Yeah, nice addition. Yeah.
So, again, and we'll do the three of you again, Al, Jamie, then Jonathan. Are there some places that you've all been that you say are worth a visit for people listening today? If you just had to pick one involving some fun Americana roadside attractions or sites, if it's, you know, something out in near Area 51 with the UFO Museum, something like that, what would you take? Al, go ahead.
Okay. I love this place. It's called The Thing. It is in...
Arizona.
There you go. You got it. And there's an oddities museum there, and they've got some interesting stuff there. They think it might be Hitler's limo. They have a mummy in there. As far as a roadside attraction, that's definitely one. And there's a place in California called Eddie Whirl, which bills itself as the Disneyland of gas stations.
Yeah, put that
and,
Alan, oh, but don't mean to interrupt you because we're coming up. Jamie, go ahead, then we got to get Jonathan in. Jamie, real quick.
Well, the place I recommend everyone go to see is St. Louis's Gateway Arch. There's just something
great
about it that is like an icon of Americana.
Agree with that on that. Jonathan?
Okay.
I actually love a cool roadside attraction is the Cadillac Ranch in Amarillo, Texas. It features 10 vintage Cadillacs. They're buried nose down in the ground, and they're actually at the same angle as the Great Pyramid of Giza, which is an interesting bit of arcana there. And what makes it particularly fun is that visitors are encouraged to bring spray paint and add their own artwork to the cars. So it kind of creates an ever-changing public art installation.
Yeah, I just
think
about
great.
That.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. I'm still stuck on the thing. Where's the thing? Arizona?
Yeah, U.S.
in Arizona.
Southeast Arizona. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I have to go there. For like 100 miles in every direction.
There we go.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, panel. Listen, we are going to take another break. And when we return, we are going to go rapid fire with all of you. We're going to have some fun with this segment that is coming up. So get ready for that. I mean, I'm watching Mary right here in our studio. She's writing all these things
notes.
Down.
Yep.
She's adding for the road trip, guys. You've been very helpful with this today. We appreciate that. So, folks, as we head into this bottom of the hour break, we still have three more segments coming your way today before Mary and I leave for Florida, including the Discovery America segment. And that's going to focus on Memorial Day. You won't want to miss that. That's coming up in the J Block. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
If you have aging concerns and you've noticed stiff joints, poor sleep, or other issues, C15, found at fatty15.com/carry, has been proven to strengthen cells, and it's a key longevity-enhancing nutrient, meaning it can help slow biological age at a cellular level. Developed by a doctor in collaboration with the U.S. Navy, Fatty 15 is on a mission to optimize your C15 levels to help you live healthier and longer. Get 15% off their 90-day subscription starter kit by going to fatty15.com/carry. Use that code CARRY or head to rmworldtravel.com for a link.
If annual doctor's appointments are important to you, there's one simple lifestyle change you can make, and you're going to feel the difference. Enjoy a delicious glass of doctor-formulated Field of Greens each day, and I promise you, you're going to feel terrific. Plus, your doctor's going to notice your improved health or your money back. This listener wrote, "The best blood work I've had in a decade. My doctor said, whatever you're doing, keep doing it." So let's get you started today with 20% off at fieldofgreens.com and use code CARRY. Or as always, you can go to our show website, rmworldtravel.com, under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back indeed, everybody. It is 33 past the hour on this May 10th broadcast. We're about to go rapid fire with the preferred travel panel. But first, this H Block is sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
And as part of the Hilton portfolio of brands with over 200 resorts in places like Orlando, where we're going to broadcast next week live, they do provide premier travel experiences featuring spacious upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities.
We will be at their Las Palmeras Resort in Orlando all next week for the big Let's Go America tour, folks. Wherever travel takes you, find more information. Go earn your Hilton Honors points at Hilton Grand Vacations. Or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, back to today's preferred travel panel. Once again, Al, Jamie, and Jonathan, thanks so much for staying with us through that bottom of the hour break.
All right, guys, so rapid fire, here's how it works. We throw out various things involving travel. We're going to focus on, kind of stick with the theme that we've had for today, and we want you to share the first thing that comes to mind. So we'll go Jonathan, Al, Jamie in this order. What's one thing that you'll pay up for or add on to a car rental and why, Jonathan?
Upgrades. I love driving a better vehicle, and someone will offer me a convertible or a muscle car, I'll always be a sucker for an upgrade.
Like that, Al?
So, you know, I rarely rent cars because the nature of what I do, I have to be on the street and to whip in a gas station. So I rarely rent a car, but I drive and I stop at every gas station I can stop in, and urge you to do that as well.
Okay, we like Jamie? Okay.
I have switched moods, and I go into buying that full tank they offer you when you check it out, because I always forget to fill the tank, and I don't want to pay $10 a gallon. I'll pay their $2.50 a gallon and just be calm.
Yeah. All right, let's talk guilty pleasures on the road for eating or drinking. And we're going to go Jamie, Jonathan, Al. What's your guilty pleasure, Jamie, on the road?
Ice cream sandwiches.
Oh, okay, Jonathan.
I got to say chocolate cream pie. I don't eat it at home, but if I'll see it on the road, I'll always stop for that.
All right, it's a good one. Al?
Fried chicken. America loves fried chicken. And I love fried chicken, so I will get fried chicken every time I can.
And I'm hungry.
Okay. There you go. So in your opinion, and it could be any car in the world, what is the best vehicle for road tripping here in the United States? I need a make and a model. Dad, we'll start with you.
I would say the Toyota van. It's called the Sienna. I had a van for years. Love my Toyota van. Because you can, especially with kids, you can put a ton of stuff in it.
Okay. All right. And Jonathan?
I got to say, Mustang convertible. I love driving down the road and having the wind in your hair, and especially driving out west. So I would love a Mustang convertible for
Mary
a road trip.
Mary and I are big on convertibles.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
And we like the Mustang.
For the more
one.
Scenic drive. Yeah. And then Jamie, how about you?
Oh, I'd have to go for, being a Californian, I'd have to go for a convertible as well. And I've had some gorgeous little experiences cruising down Highway 1 with the top down. So that is kind of something you don't forget quickly.
I like that. Rudy, where do you want to go?
Okay, well, I want to ask the three of you real quickly. What comes? I know you all love to drive cars because that's what we've been talking about. You love to hit the open road. So what comes to mind when I say the word Waymo or driverless cars?
I'm all in favor. I've been in San Francisco a lot, and Waymo, though those driverless cars are freaky, but you know, they avoid you having to find a place to park. So I have used them, and I'm kind of reluctantly in favor.
Okay, who's next? Who was speaking? Was that Jamie?
That was Jamie. Yeah, sorry.
Okay, Al, what comes to mind when I say Waymo to you, or driverless cars,
so
the future?
I'm in the deep, 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 deep south, about 20 miles from the Gulf. So we don't have those down here yet, but I would definitely try it. I love the concept. I was talking to someone the other day about it, that they're actually safer than
they
a
are.
Human there. So, yeah, I would definitely be enthusiastic about
Jonathan?
It.
Jonathan?
Yeah, I'm a huge fan. I mean, I was in Austin recently, and then they recently launched in the Austin area, and they're everywhere there. And it's the next generation, honestly.
It makes it a little hard to stop at gas stations along the road, though.
That's true.
Sample
every
gas station.
All right, guys, so give us one city in America that you would travel to over and over again because it's a place you really enjoy. Jonathan?
One city, San Diego is beautiful. I mean, you can't beat the weather there.
We're going to travel with this panel. Al?
I like the Austin area. Between Dallas and Austin, the Texas Hill Country, beautiful country, and people would be surprised how beautiful it is.
Get down there for some Black's barbecue, okay, Jamie?
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, I like the open road, but I also like big cities. In Chicago, where my dad is from, and I have some older dear friends there. I just love going there. It feels like a real city, but it doesn't have the attitude of like New York and places.
Yeah, Chop House and Lou Malnati's there. Okay.
Beginning of
there we go.
66. All right. What's the biggest change you've personally encountered in the world of travel? Just in general, whether it's road tripping, whatever.
And real quick, guys.
Jamie?
Oh, I think there's a lot more appreciation for family travel these days. I mean, it's been interesting. I think not only because you get discounts on things, but it's nice seeing intergenerational people hanging out with their family a bit more rather than just racing from place to place. So that would be it for me.
Jonathan?
I actually think a big improvement has been things like CLEAR and TSA PreCheck and that sort of thing, and being able to speed your way through airports. I mean, airports are just a difficult thing, and anything that makes it more convenient is a great thing, in my opinion.
And Al, we're going to have to leave it there, unfortunately, because we're going to hit the break again.
But
guys, I want to thank you very much for being a part of today's program. Really appreciate this. We'll have to do this again. I'll have to have you part of the open road at some point as well. Appreciate you being part of the preferred travel panel. Have a great weekend, guys.
All right. If you have a favorite place to road trip in the U.S., share your thoughts with us at rmworldtravel.com under Contact Us. And next, Rudy's going to talk top 10 mountain escapes for summer. And Robert and I are going to look towards Memorial Day for today's Discover America segment. Stay with us.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
If annual doctor's appointments are important to you, there's one simple lifestyle change you can make, and you're going to feel the difference. Enjoy a delicious glass of doctor-formulated Field of Greens each day, and I promise you, you're going to feel terrific. Plus, your doctor's going to notice your improved health or your money back. This listener wrote, "The best blood work I've had in a decade. My doctor said, whatever you're doing, keep doing it." So let's get you started today with 20% off at fieldofgreens.com and use code CARRY. Or as always, you can go to our show website, rmworldtravel.com, under sponsors.
We all need routines that bring us calm in a chaotic world. For millions of Americans, arming their Simply Safe home security system is more than just a step in their daily routine. It's a moment of peace. Simply Safe pairs cutting-edge technology with 24/7 professional monitoring to deliver that peace of mind. So visit simplysafe.com/carry to claim 50% off a new system with the professional monitoring plan. That's simplysafe.com/carry, because there's no safe like Simply Safe.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high-meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of our award-winning program is sponsored by ReliefFactor.com. You know, the rigors of travel wear on all of us. We all do the things we do in everyday life. We've enjoyed a long-standing relationship with the Relief Factor team and Dr. Jerry Mixon for 11 years now, and this terrific product is the perfect remedy to get you feeling good again. It's all natural with four simple ingredients. If pain is affecting your life, to get yourself moving better, sleeping better, and feeling more alive, join us and make Relief Factor part of your life. This daily supplement doesn't just mask pain temporarily, it helps reduce or eliminate pain. More than a million people have turned to this product to feel the difference it can make in their lives. Go ahead and give their 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95. You call 800-4-RELIEF, or you can also visit ReliefFactor.com. You'll start feeling better in 3 weeks or less, and every day you feel better is a day you live better. ReliefFactor.com, or find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, some people think of beaches when they go on a vacation or travel. Some think of European capitals or exotic river cruises. Others head to the hills. And an article in U.S. News and World Report catered to those folks with an article headlined, "Guide to 30 Top Mountain Resorts in the U.S. The list was compiled by Rachel Hood, the magazine's senior editor for travel, who joins me now. Rachel, welcome. Let's be clear that not all the resorts on your list don't necessarily have to do with winter skiing, though many do. But the destinations we're going to mention could be heaven for folks who just like valleys and hiking, right?
Yes, that's very true. They have great destinations for a variety of outdoor activities and a great place to cool off when you want to escape a little of the summer heat as well.
You divided the country into east, south, midwest, and west. And I don't know if we can get through all the resorts, but let's start with the east. You've got a couple there?
Absolutely. Out east, we have White Face Lodge. This is in Lake Placid, New York. Uh-huh. It's influenced by the historic Adirondack Great Camp. So each suite has a full kitchen, making it great for families. Here, you can kayak on the lake or rent a pontoon. There's also indoor and outdoor pools. There's an ice cream parlor when it's time for a sweet treat. There's also daily s'mores. And if the weather turns, there's an on-site bowling alley and a movie theater with three daily showings.
Now, this Nemacolin in Pennsylvania, Farmington, Pennsylvania, yeah. I went to it a long time ago. It was built by the person who started Lumber 54 or whatever it was called. It's a meeting center, but it is also nestled in some hills, as I recall.
It is, and they actually have a variety of accommodation options, so it's perfect for multi-generational trips. You can rent everything from a hotel room to a private home. And there's also a wide range of activities. There's Jeep off-roading, there's multiple pools, there's a paint with a pony experience, as well as art classes, candle making, and Italian cooking classes. They're just some of the options there.
All right, we're going to go through a couple more. We need to do a little faster, probably a few little of the extras. But in the south, the famous Greenbrier Resort in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia.
Yes, the Greenbrier in West Virginia has been welcoming guests since 1778, including over 20 U.S. presidents. You can do everything here from classic afternoon tea to croquet and carriage rides, or you can head out to the golf courses or go for a farm-to-table dinner series in the summer months.
In the Midwest, the Big Cedar Lodge in Missouri.
This 4,600-acre Ozark Mountain Retreat is wonderful for families. There's a bunch of family activities with art workshops and family movie nights on the lawn, as well as blacklight bingo. But there's also plenty to do on the lakes. There's hiking, there's stand-up paddleboarding and fishing and much, much more.
And a beautiful setting. Of course, all these places really are beautiful settings. All right, let's turn out west.
Yes.
You've got five resorts here. I don't know if we can get through all of them in 2 minutes, but there you start with the Four Seasons at Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Yep, Four Seasons Jackson Hole, Wyoming. It's close to Grand Teton National Park, so it's a great base for there. You can also go on guided hikes on the Via Ferrata. There's an art walk. There's yoga. And if you want to do a full-day safari to Yellowstone National Park, that's an option here as well.
I like the diet hike. Big Sky Resort, Big Sky, Montana.
Yes, that resort is just 60 miles northwest of Yellowstone, so another great place to explore that national park. Here you can go on more than 50 miles of hiking trails. There's also golf and rock climbing. And a couple of options to stay in this destination. There's the Historic Huntley Lodge or the Summit Hotel.
All right, two more. Pacific Crest Trail on Mount Hood. That's a trail for walking. Timberline Lodge mm-hmm. in what's called Government Camp, Oregon.
Yes.
I'd rather it's not a military camp, however.
No, it's not. It's a beautiful historic hotel. It's located on Mount Hood at 6,000 feet for an elevation, so this one's high up there. It was actually funded by the New Deal and dedicated by FDR in 1937. And summer activities include hiking the Pacific Crest Trail. And actually here, depending on snow conditions, you can ski all year round. So it's kind of a fun destination for
lovely. All right, in 10 seconds, tell me why Heavenly Lake in Tahoe, in South Lake Tahoe, California, is terrific.
Yeah, so beautiful panoramic views. You've got the gravity-powered alpine mountain coaster. There's zip lining, and there's a scenic gondola ride that you can go up to the observation deck top and take beautiful pictures of Tahoe.
You did it. Rachel Hood is the senior editor for Travel at USC News and World Report. You can check it out online. Rachel, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you as well. Thanks for having me.
All right, head of the mountains. We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Here we go again, everyone. Welcome back to your favorite travel radio show. How about we discover America together? Well, before we do that, we're sponsored by TakeLean.com.
Are you a yo-yo dieter? You diet, you lose weight, you gain it all back, plus a few extra pounds, then you lose it and you regain it again and again. Not only is this frustrating, it can also be dangerous. Studies show it can increase your risk of a heart attack, stroke, type 2 diabetes, and other health problems. Breaking free of your yo-yo diet pattern is a main reason doctors created Lean. This is a healthy supplement. It's not an injection, and you don't need a prescription. The science behind this product includes natural ingredients that target weight loss in three powerful ways. Lean helps maintain healthy blood sugar, it helps control appetite and cravings, and it helps burn fat by converting fat into energy.
If you want to lose meaningful weight at a healthy pace, this product was created for you. As a show fan, we're going to help get you started with 20% off when you use promo code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, at TakeLean.com, or just go to RMWorldTravel.com, look under sponsors.
With Memorial Day in just 2 weeks, today's Discover America segment is going to touch on some historic sites in America's history to explore on your travels. Joining us now from Washington, D.C. with the American Battlefield Trust is Jared Hare.
Jared, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Nice to have you aboard with us today. You know, there are a number of major American historical sites that you recommend that are worth observing over Memorial Day weekend. We can't cover them all in the short time that we have today, but I do want to begin with having you share with travelers how they can discover a little bit of America through the American Battlefield Trust. What does the nonprofit do across the U.S.?
Yeah, so the American Battlefield Trust is really the preeminent battlefield preservation organization in our country. So we have preserved nearly 60,000 acres of hollow ground across 25 states, and we are still making active purchases and preserving land to this day. And it's been, you know, an incredible organization to be a part of, and I'm so proud of the work we do.
Well, that's great to hear. And, you know, so we actually, there's a new museum in Texas. We just interviewed them back in March, the National Medal of Honor Museum. And I believe you have something that I think would be really important to share with our listeners in terms of the National Medal of Honor. I believe it's an app.
Yes, absolutely. So we just recently launched the Medal of Honor Valor Trail app, and that's with partnership with the Congressional Medal of Honor Society. And this is a really incredible way for your listeners to bring history with them wherever they are. So this is an app that provides an interactive map of battlefields, birth and burial places, you know, important moments or museums that honor Medal of Honor recipients. And they can use that app to learn more wherever mm-hmm. they are and learn more about people that may be in their backyard that they never knew about.
Yeah, that's terrific. And the name of the app again, real quick?
That's the Medal of Honor Valor Trail, and you can find more at valortrail.org. Okay. That's also available in the App Store and Google Play Store.
That's great. Okay. So coming up over Memorial Day weekend, there are certainly a number of events going on around the country and certainly at battlefields, at forts. Stones River, significant in the Civil War. Stones River, Tennessee. What's going on there?
Yeah, so on May 24th at 10 a.m., they are going to be placing over 7,000 flags on the graves there at that site. And there will also be a flag cleanup effort after the Memorial Day weekend. And that's all that information can be found on our events tab on battlefields.org or through the National Park Service site.
Okay, let's go to Maryland. There are a number of things going on in Maryland, including Antietam. And then, of course, Fort McHenry National Monument has some events going on. What can you share about what's going on there?
Yeah, absolutely. So at 11 a.m. on Memorial Day on the Antietam battlefield at the cemetery, there is going to be a event where you can learn more about the history of Memorial Day there. And also there are weekend-long activities going on at Fort McHenry National Monument and Historic Shrine. And that's going to be going starting on the Saturday through Monday. If you're looking for weekend activities in Virginia, too, the Manassas Battlefield is doing guided ranger programs and living history programs all weekend long as well.
Well, then, folks, listen, if you want to look at Fort Pierce, Florida, the Navy SEALs, that what's going on there, the National Museum of the United States Army in Fort Belvoir, Virginia. Mm-hmm. But let's also talk about our nation's capital for Memorial Day. That's a lot of big things that happen there. What can you share with us about D.C. and Memorial Day, Jared?
Absolutely. So at 2 p.m. on Memorial Day, there will, of course, be the National Memorial Day Parade that will march right through our nation's capital. And with the 250th anniversary of the Army coming up, you know, it will certainly be a special occasion. And that will, of course, be broadcast nationwide, basically on every basic cable channel. So make sure to tune in.
Okay, absolutely. And folks, I mean, again, we've got the World War II wall, Vietnam wall there, Arlington National Cemetery.
So yes,
a lot to do in D.C.
To observe
and to recognize those who have given their lives and fought for this country. So very nice to connect with you today, Jared. I want to give the website for folks, battlefields.org. Battlefields.org is the website. You can find all the information and a full list of Memorial Day recommendations. Have a great weekend there in Washington, D.C., Jared.
Thank you. You as well.
Jared, really appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
You as well.
All right, bye-bye. All right, well, there we are, folks. Again, battlefields.org is the website. Looking at the clock, well, today's show is quickly coming to a close. We thank all of you for being here these past 120 minutes with us. Now Mary and I are headed to LaGuardia for our flight down to Florida. All next week, it's the big Let's Go America Tour Orlando. You can follow along and comment each day on our at RM World Travel social media pages. Next Saturday, May 17th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, we'll be back broadcasting live from that city to all of you across the USA. Special thanks to all of our guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me, Rudy and RJ. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and our sponsors. And thanks, most importantly, to all of you out there who helped make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed this week, safe travels and enjoy. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms tomorrow, and let's go, America.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.